There have been two questions surrounding the rise of Donald Trump as a presidential candidate and is becoming the GOP presidential nominee. Those questions are why and how. Those questions have mainly been asked by those who stared at the book on the shelf but ignored the chance to read it. My next guest has studied the book of Trump and in his new book reveals the mechanics that have driven the Trump dynamo to success. His presentation of these elements of communication are actually ideas that you can as well incorporate into your professional and even your personal life. Imagine that, having your kids pay attention to you and respect you and follow you. Nice theory, isn't it? Well, it can happen. His book is The Trump Presidential Playbook, A Wizard's Path to the White House. He is a former investment banker, investor, advisor to senior Wall Street executives, Jeff Blades. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Chris. How are you today?
Thanks for being here this morning. TrumpPlaybook.com. Learn more about Jeff's book and his presentation of the mechanics of Trump, and you can also obviously get a copy of the Trump book, Trump Presidential Playbook, A Wizard's Path to the White House. What was it about Trump that made you want to write this? What were you seeing that you saw and said, I think I got this figured out, let me explore it further, and then you said, okay, I get it?
Yeah, Chris, that is exactly it. Where I started to pay attention was in the first question of the first debate where Megyn Kelly asked him that real campaign-busting question about how he, you know, how he allegedly treats women. And what I saw in that one moment was masterful linguistics that I wanted to understand more. And that's where I really paid attention. I realized we have a very different type of candidate here.
And it seems like he has the idea. I mean, first of all, to think that the Trump that you see talking to the audiences at the rallies and everything is going to be the Trump that's going to sit down with the leader of North Korea, for example. You know, if Trump was this way, the bombastic pipe bomb thrower in the boardroom, he wouldn't be the success that he is. There are two Trumps when it comes to communications, right?
Yeah, that's an excellent way to put it, which is, you know, there's a fantastic idea in the world of influence that says the meaning of communications is the response you get. And what they mean by that is that an expert influencer is able to continuously change the way that they communicate in order to get the response that they want. And so, as you said, if you watch Donald at rallies, he's a very different Donald. If you watch him really beat someone down and sometimes viciously, it's a very different Donald. And then you see him alternate between different personas because he's an expert at moving towards the result that he wants.
I guess this may be the prime example of Trump's communication strengths. Rather than reacting to what the media says of him, he's found the way to get the media to take action with him, I guess would be the right way to say things. He's leading the media instead of the media leading him, which is where so many of the other candidates, 15 or 16 altogether, fell prey to the media, and he baits the media.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, you can see it across different levels. At a very abstract level, you can see it in the way that you just said it, which is he's the one driving the media. He's the one setting the headline. He stood up and he read his press release. You know, Donald J. Trump calls for a temporary ban on Muslims. And he did it with such dramatic effect and, of course, drove all of the media attention. And then he used that. And this is, you know, what I refer to as the Trump two-step in the book. And the Trump two-step is, how do you drive a massive amount of attention? So he starts there and he says something controversial. But the real trick is then taking all of that attention and directing it to his messaging. And I think of that, Chris, like an air traffic controller. It's one thing to have all those planes flying around, but you've got to be able to direct them down to the right runway. And that's really the mastery in Donald's skill set.
Talking with Jeff Blades, his book, The Trump Presidential Playbook, A Wizard's Path to the White House. TrumpPlaybook.com is the website. You can get a copy, read more about Jeff's insight into the now GOP presidential nominee. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I know you don't write about this, but through my knowledge, you allude to it in so many ways. Trump spent a lot of time around the world of pro wrestling. Vince McMahon, he's friends with, and he did a lot of stuff in the with the World Wrestling Entertainment. It seems like the way a pro wrestler connects with the crowd is the way Trump connects with his crowds. And you know, maybe that's part of the foundation where he learned by standing in a ring surrounded by 30,000 people. So now when he's on the stump in front of 30,000 people, he's got great ease and comfort versus some of the other GOP candidates who had those deadly deer in the headlight looks and couldn't string more than two sentences together without a teleprompter.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I would just point out two contrasts there. You know, Barack Obama is an excellent influencer, yet that comes from, you know, reading a teleprompter and from a set of skills that he's learned to deliver communications, versus what I perceive with Donald is someone who is an absolute master of, as you said, of being able to stand in that ring, you know, whether it's, you know, the wrestling, and stand in the ring and say, I know where the audience is at, I know what gets them excited, and I know what sort of language to use with them. And a contrast that I draw is Marco Rubio, who I think of Marco as a really, you know, really great young leader. Yet you saw when Chris Christie just absolutely eviscerated him and destroyed his campaign. And that was because Donald has been doing this for nearly 50 years. There's no substitute, Chris, for practice and experience.
And like I said in the introduction, too, whether it's in business or dealing with your kids, if you don't have a message, you don't have a purpose for speaking. And Trump starts with the message, and he's developed the skills at communicating it, which is really Hillary's weakness. I mean, just look at the campaign slogans, let alone what they say on the stump, where you have Make America Great versus I'm with her.
I know. I've had people attack, you know, I expect it. When you write a book like this, I expect to get the attacks. But, you know, I have people attack me and they say, well, what do you mean by this? I'm like, look, this is politics 101. 101, literally, messaging, which is what's your slogan? Half of the candidates didn't even have a slogan. I mean, it's absurd. That's politics 101. And then Hillary's messaging is terrible. It just is. That's factually accurate. And you're right on about that. And you said something in the intro that I would have liked to have picked up in the recording, but I didn't get there, which is, Chris, you're right on, which is these are fundamental skills for everything in life, for happiness, for influencing your family, for influencing at work, for getting what you want, for influencing yourself. And that's partly why I wrote the book. That's partly why I stand for what I do, because I want everybody to get more of what they want. And that takes skills.
Well, that goes in what you do and have done with consulting and being around and being a part of people who get things done, who succeed. If you can't communicate and either say, hey, look at me and let me do this and advance in a career, or once you make that advance to the top, be able to say to someone and say it in a way, I guess, is even more crucial, that makes them want to or inspires them to want to follow your direction and order. Without that communication, you really are nothing.
Totally agree with you. Look, this is a fundamental skill of leading. By any other word, influence is leading. And, you know, just to name a name, you know, Ben Carson got up on that stage with absolutely zero skills of leading. How could he expect to win? Let alone, why would you bet on that guy to lead the country? And these are fundamental skills that we can all learn, but very few people learn. And, Chris, I mean, a big beef of mine and, you know, part of the reason I wrote the book, too, is to demystify success. Losers think that success is this thing that somehow other people are able to do. But if you look at all winners in life, right, winners in life get the fundamentals and they say, this is how you win at the game. This is what you need to develop and these are the skills that it takes to win.
And it's always asking questions. I always go back to a story that the comedian Jerry Lewis, when he was still teaming with Dean Martin back in the 50s, they'd be looking for Jerry because they had to shoot the next scene in a movie and he'd be up in the catwalk asking questions with the lighting director. They shoot the scene. Okay, where's Jerry now? Oh, he's back there talking with the sound crew. Why is that? What's that? How do you do that? So when the two of them split up and everyone thought that Dean was going to be the success and Jerry was going to flounder, Jerry had all these skills and Paramount said, here's a handshake, here's a 10-year contract. That soundstage is yours. Go make us movies.
Huh, that's phenomenal. That's fascinating. I mean, I would bet for you, by the way, tell me about your background. I mean, to do what you do is skillfulness. It's all influence. It's grabbing people and keeping their attention, right?
Well, that, and if you don't have a passion, and if you're not, you can't fake passion.
That's right.
That's why so many people, I think, don't get Trump. They thought he was performing.
That's right.
Where he is, in fact, connecting. There's a huge difference in those two ideas.
That's right.
It's talking with, not talking at. And well, is that really, does that really sum up what we're going to see from this point forward as far as communication, the difference between Trump and Clinton, where Trump is talking with and connecting and Hillary is talking at and dictating?
I think that's a great question. I mean, I think that if Hillary plays the same playbook that she's been playing, she's toast. And, you know, and I don't mean that, by the way, relative to Trump. I actually think you can prove that just relative to Bernie, because I think, you know, Bernie is, you know, whether you like what he stands for, same with Trump, the reason that Bernie's had so much success, an incredible amount of success, is the passion. He has nowhere near the skillfulness that Trump has, but that man has a ton of passion, and he believes so strongly in his ideas, irrespective of the fact that, you know, most intelligent people think socialism is a disaster, but he believes it, and he believes it so strongly that he's brought so many people into that reality.
So if you're listening, if you look at someone like a Donald Trump, Jack Welch, you know, pick any mogul and business superstar you could think of and say, and you say, you know, I wish that could be me, but I just don't have the skills. Well, I think when you read the Trump presidential playbook, A Wizard's Path to the White House, you are going to see how many of those skills you do have and whatever is missing from that jigsaw puzzle, how to develop those skills so that can be you with that corner office, that higher paycheck, that greater respect and response from employees as well as employers. And you can find out just really how much success is possible just through the mere basics of successful, effective, targeted communication. And if you want to have the more entertaining way of doing it too, along with Jeff's book, watch the Trump campaign from now through November, because you'll get some live lessons through that as well. But in the meantime, it's the Trump presidential playbook, A Wizard's Path to the White House. Find out more. Get your copy at TrumpPlaybook.com. Jeff Blades, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.